We're going to start a conversation here with our friend Dr. Mike Milligan from Eastland Dental Center. He joins us every month. He joins us on the telephone today from his office there at Eastland, and we bring him in amid a health crisis. I guess you can call it a crisis, the coronavirus scare, and people aren't working. People are working from home. People are worried about their parents and their grandparents getting sick, so we thought we'd have Mike on to talk about some things you can do to minimize your risk, their risk, and also just explain what the virus is. Mike, welcome back.
Well, hey, it's good to be here, Mark. Your facility, we're doing this by phone instead of me being there, so it's been crazy.
Yeah, the company wants to minimize everybody's risk, so we're doing as many of our interviews by phone as possible, and I imagine in a few weeks when this starts to calm down, we can get back to our regular business. But for now, we're glad to have you, even if it is on the telephone. So, you know, let's get started with this. We've been talking about this virus, coronavirus, COVID-19. It started in Wuhan, China. What are the symptoms? What are we looking for?
Yeah, it's the coronavirus disease. That's where they get COVID, coronavirus disease. 2019 is the year, so that it started December. So it's COVID-19 is the name of the disease. And the symptoms are fever, shortness of breath, and cough. More severe cases can be getting into pneumonia. It's a lot respiratory, kidney failure, even death. And so about 80% of the people are going to experience just a mild illness from which they're going to recover just fine. But it's in the more, the people with more concern would be the elderly over age 60 or 70. And those who already have some type of a concern, like a respiratory disease, or cardiovascular disease, kidney disease, diabetes, so some other type of problem as well. Those would be the people who are going to get more affected, and so really everyone needs to be careful, but do their best to prevent it for themselves and also to help protect others, and we'll talk about those things, but even more so in the elderly.
Well, we keep hearing about washing your hands and just trying to stay clean, and then we also hear that it's an airborne type of virus, that the people who cough, it lingers. I've talked to other doctors, and if you're around it, that's why they don't want a lot of people in one place and big gatherings. It lingers in the air. So which is it? Is it a cleanliness thing? Can you spread it, touching somebody else if you have it, or is it simply breathing in the germs that are coming into you, into your lungs?
Well, okay, so it's spread mainly from person to person. So people who are in close contact within one another, 3 to 6 feet, they're saying would be. I've heard different things within 3 to 6 feet, and that's if someone coughs. How far is that going to travel? The droplets. So through the respiratory droplets produced when someone speaks, coughs, or sneezes, that's the concern. Well, they can go directly to the other person and get in their eyes, nose, mouth, whatever, and or on them, and or it can fall to a surface, and then if another person touches that surface and then brings their finger up to their eye, nose, or mouth, that's how that could then cause the infection. So it's both directly from person to person, but it's also from surfaces, because the virus can live on a surface when the droplet with the virus falls to a surface. So they've shown it can live on cardboard for up to 3 hours in the air, on cardboard up to 24 hours, and on steel or plastic for up to 2 to 3 days is the latest. I had previously heard up to 9 days, but the latest that I heard is up to 2 to 3 days on steel and plastic, maybe a little longer.
Should I be afraid to grab a doorknob or a door handle and open a door?
Yeah. Well, as it gets more prevalent here. I mean, you know, blooming to normal is about as far from anything is possible, although it is going to get here. But the whole thing that they're trying to do is just not have a spike, a real fast spike in the cases that would flood the healthcare offices and the hospitals and the supplies necessary. So what it's called flattening the curve. So if they can flatten that curve so that the cases come in over time, the longer period of time that they can have these cases show up, as opposed to everybody getting it at once, the better the system and the infrastructure will be able to handle it. But yes, so now it can last those times that I was talking about, but it's affected by things like temperature and humidity and other things. Typically, your viruses, as we move into the warmer season, become less. So we're hoping to just slow this thing down, move into a warmer temperature, we're thinking, and do it at a pace that the healthcare system can handle it. But yes, if you touch an infected surface and then touch your eyes or your nose or your mouth, it could get you infected. So you definitely want to take certain steps to protect yourself and to protect others, including those cleaning those surfaces.
I'm curious, Mike, because you know, the way the media has covered this, it's created a lot of panic, and you know, you've seen the runs on the stock market, and everything's been shut down. Do you think the way the media has reacted to it has been an overreaction?
I do. I definitely do. You know, what I would like for them to do is just say that you should go to the Center for Disease Control, the CDC website, cdc.gov, or the World Health Organization website, and get your information from them, or have a physician come on, not the media people come on and just hype this. And really give the facts. It is important to do these things. Yes, it is. But I think they really do blow it out of proportion in the media and the non-medical type people. So, yeah, you want to do the things, but you don't need to panic or be afraid. You know, I mean, we're open for business. We're seeing our patients. Everything is going great. It's business as usual, except certain precautions. So yes, I think they have hyped it. I think you go about your life, but you want to do certain things. And so some of those things would be steps you can take to protect yourself. Let's clean your hands often. Wash your hands with soap and water for at least 20 seconds, especially after you've been in a public place or blowing your nose or coughing or sneezing or touching a doorknob or whatever. And be sure and dry your hands. There's a lot more bacteria left on your hands if you don't dry them, a lot more. So soap and water is best. If not, a hand sanitizer that contains at least 60% alcohol. Avoid touching your eyes, nose, and mouth with unwashed hands. Secondly, avoid close contact with others, especially people who are sick, if you can. So put a little distance between yourself and others if it's spreading in your community, which not much here yet, but it will come here. Don't shake hands with other people. We're really minimizing that. You know, you can nod, bow, wave, touch elbows if you want to make physical contact, but so avoiding close contact with other people to protect yourself. Now, steps you can take to protect others, which everyone should do this. Stay home if you're sick, except to get the medical care. And secondly, cover your coughs and sneezes. Cover them in your elbow. Cover your mouth and nose with a tissue, if not your elbow, the inside of your elbow there. And then throw that tissue away. Throw it in the trash. Immediately wash your hands with soap and water. After you, if you're, you know, blowing your nose or coughing or sneezing, or with a hand sanitizer that contains at least 60% alcohol. Number three, wear a face mask if you're sick, not if you're well. If you're sick, the face mask will help prevent you from causing others, that virus, to move on to others. If you're well, you don't need to wear a face mask. In fact, it's counterproductive, unless you're caring for someone who is sick and they can't be wearing a face mask. Then it's okay to wear one. Number four, clean and disinfect your surfaces. And that's what you were talking about with the doorknob. But tables, doorknobs, light switches, countertops, handles, desks, phones, keyboards, toilets, faucets, and sinks. If the surface is dirty, clean it first and then use your disinfectant. And use an EPA-registered household disinfectant, like a bleach or an alcohol solution that has at least 70% alcohol for disinfecting surfaces, or other EPA-registered products. So those are some of the things that you can do to help prevent infecting others.
All right. Hey, Mike, one last question. Have we seen the end of handshakes?
That's a good question, because, you know, one of the things, Mark, we're going to get other viruses in the future, other bacterial infections. And so some of these things we're learning now are important. But the other thing is, all of these are worse in people who are compromised. So take care of your health. Do all the things to stay in shape. Proper nutrition, exercise, proper sleep. All of these types of things, take care of yourself. Be in the best health with the best immune system you can be. And that is really the best thing you can do to prevent this problem and other problems in the future.
All right. I wish I could talk with you more, but we're out of time. Dr. Mike Milligan at Eastland Dental Center. It's eastlanddental.com. And you've also got another website. Go ahead and plug it.
OralSystemicLink.net. It's a website I put up for both healthcare providers and public about many things, not necessarily the coronavirus, but just health in general, like I was just talking about. A lot about health in general and how the mouth affects that health, but health in general. Stay as healthy overall as you can. That's what we talk about every week on this show together.
All right, Mike, good to talk to you. Stay safe, stay healthy. We'll talk to you again next month.
Thanks so much, Mark.
Dr. Mike Milligan from Eastland Dental Center on WJBC.